Today in Biscuitstan, Old Saffron will be teaching the students about the Islamic calendar. By the end of this class, they should be able to say all the Islamic months from their memories, and so should you.
Whoa! Is that a biscuit, Newt?
Yeah.
Those breathe fire, you know. It's very dangerous to bring that to school. You could get in trouble.
Assalamu alaikum, class.
This is not going to be good.
Today we are going to learn about the Islamic months. Their first month is called...
Oh, I know.
It's Muharram.
That is correct.
Everyone knows that.
That's the month we're sad in, right?
That is correct, Tango. It is the sacred month where Imam Hussein, alayhi salam, the grandson of the Holy Prophet, was martyred. Muharram. Now, what is the second month?
Safar.
Very good.
Because we all have to suffer in it. Why are we always sad, dude? Aren't there any happy months?
Well, the next month is a very happy month. It is the month where the Holy Prophet was born.
Oh, is that Rabiul Awwal?
Correct.
You're supposed to put your hand up before answering, little brother. And how did you know it's Rabiul Awwal anyway?
Oh, because I have a Christian friend named Robbie, and I remember I met him when it was Rabiul Awwal.
Oh yeah, I remember him.
Hi, my name's Robbie.
Hi, I'm Tango, and this is Terry.
Hey!
Awwal means first in Arabic, so I remember it like this. It's the month where I met Rabi, and it's the first happy month because the Prophet was born.
What an unorthodox way of remembering. I really don't know what to do with this generation.
If Awwal means first in Arabic, then I know what the next month must be called.
Yeah, Rabi the second. The second Rabi.
Thani. Thani means second. So the next month must be Rabiul Thani.
Very good. Rabi. Athani is the next month. I'm not too sure about your methods, but I cannot argue with the results. Rabiul Awwal and then Rabiul Thani. Now, what is the next month? It is a difficult one. It is called Jumadul Ula.
What does that mean?
Well, Ula means first.
Wait a second. I thought you said that the other word means first. What was it again? Rabiul
Awwal.
That's the one. I thought you said that means first. What game are you trying to play, Sheikh?
Calm down, Cherry. Arabic is a very special language. Some words might look similar, but they have slightly different meanings. You will learn more the more you pay attention. So, the next month is called Rabiul Ula. And the next one after that is...
Jumadul Thani.
Good guess, but not quite right, I'm afraid. After Jumadul Ula comes Jumadul Akhir. So we have Muharram, Safar, Rabiul Awwal, Rabiul Thani, Jumadul Ula, Jumadul Akhir. And then we have a very special month. It begins with Ra.
Rajab!
Very good.
Even though he didn't put his hand up, sorry.
The Ahlul Bayt have taught us that Rajab is the month during which Almighty Allah doubles the reward for good actions and erases the punishment for evil actions. Just imagine, in any other month, you would have to work twice as hard, pray twice as much, read twice as much Quran, and give twice as much charity to earn what you would normally earn in the sacred month of Rajab.
Wow.
So that's Muharram, Safar, Rabiul Awwal, Rabiul Thani, Jumadul Ula, Jumadul Akhir, and then Rajab.
That's the month where Imam Ali was born. After Rajab comes the month of Sha'ban.
Very good, Sha'ban. Another very special month for which we have many special supplications, and it is a very good opportunity to prepare ourselves.
Prepare ourselves for what?
Ramadan, Sydney.
That is correct. For the next month is the month of Ramadan, which we all know about.
That's the month where we all fast.
So we have Muharram, Safar, Rabiul Awwal, Rabiul Thani, Jumadul Ula, Jumadul Akhir, Rajab, Sha'ban, Ramadan, and after that, who can tell me the last 3 months?
Well, after the month of Ramadan comes Shawwal.
Shawwal?
Yes, Shawwal.
It's the month with Eid al-Fitr, This is how I remember it. After the month of Ramadan, with no food, the body gets cold. The next month is a warm blanket that you wrap around yourself to get warm. That's why they call it Shawwal. It's like a shawl.
Very good. Although, that's not the real reason why it's called Shawwal.
What's the real reason then?
I don't know.
How can you not know? You're wearing a turban.
Oh, and wearing a turban suddenly makes you all knowledgeable, does it? Hmm? There. Now you have the turban. Can you tell me why it's called Shawwal?
No.
That's what I thought. It's just the name of the month. We can study why they're called what they're called another time. Now what comes after Shawwal?
I know. Dhul.
Bonk. Dhul.
It's Dhul-Qa'dah.
That's right. Dhul-Qa'dah is the 11th month of the calendar. And the final month sounds very similar.
That must be Dhul-Hijjah.
Well done, Tango. Although, try to remember to put your hand up before answering the question.
Sorry.
The sister is getting impatient. Dhul-Hijjah is a very, very special month because Hajj takes place in this holy month, along with Eid al-Adha. So, these are the lunar months.
Lunar? Hey, I thought we were studying Islamic months, not moon months.
The Islamic months are lunar months, silly. They're based on the movements of the moon. Oh, that's why whenever we're waiting for the month of Ramadan to start, we look for the new moon.
Yeah, that's why whenever the month of Ramadan ends, the scholars all start fighting about when the new moon starts.
Jerry, please. For now, let's learn the names of the months. So first we have Muharram.
The sad month.
Then we have Safar.
Where we suffer some more.
Then Rabi al-Awwal.
I met Robbie, and Awwal means first.
Then Rabi al-Thani. And then after that comes Jumad al-Ula. And then Jumad al-Akhir. Then comes Rajab.
That's the month where Imam Ali was born.
Then Sha'ban. Then
Ramadan.
Correct. Then after Ramadan, Shawwal.
It's like a shawl.
Then Dhul-Qa'dah. And then finally Dhul-Hijjah.
The month of Hajj.
Tango, why don't you give it a try? Without looking at the board.
Muharram, Safar, then it's the first happy month, remember?
You met Robbie.
Oh yes. Rabi al-Awwal, Rabi al-Thani, Jumad al-Ula, Jumad al-Akhir, Rajab?
Correct, keep going.
Rajab, Shaban, Ramadan, remember the blanket? Shawwal.
The last 2 months.
Dhul-Qa'dah and Dhul-Hijjah.
Well done, Tango. You get a biscuit. Yes, Mr. Narrator.
It would be good if the children at home could also get a chance to say all the months.
That is a good idea, but I don't have time for all of them.
Plus, we don't have enough biscuits.
It would be better if the children at home pause the video and try to say the months themselves.
Well, go ahead. Pause the video and give it a go.
Uncle Saffron, you can move now.
Oh, sorry, I thought we were still paused. Now, Ghosty, go ahead.
Muharram, Safar, Rabi al-Awwal, Rabi al-Thani, Jumad al-Ula, Jumad al-Akhir, Rajab, Sha'ban, Ramadan, Shawwal, Dhul-Qa'dah, Dhul-Hijjah.
Oh, mashallah, mashallah. Well done. Here is a biscuit for you.
I got this.
Muharram, Safar, Rabi al-Awwal, Rabi al-Thani, Jumad al-Ula, Jumad al-Akhir, Rajab, Sha'ban, Ramadan, Shawwal, Dhul-Qa'dah, Dhul-Hijjah.
You are on fire, Thierry.
Mashallah.
No, really, you're on fire.
Why would you bring a pocket lizard to school? I don't know what to do with this generation.
And so, the biscuit tunes have learnt the Islamic months. And also not to bring dangerous things to school. Hopefully you two have now walked away knowing the 12 Islamic months.
Was your intention to burn down the masjid?
Will you just stop doing that?
You have a problem.
You're supposed to put your hand up before answering, little brother.